Welcome to the Nobody Guide to Life, where we provide tips and tools for personal growth, personal development, and your spiritual journey that you can use right now in your everyday life. I'm J.A. Plaska. You can always find out more at thenobodyguidetolife.com, and you can check out videos and find episodes on the Nobody Guide to Life YouTube channel. Thank you for joining us. This show is a commitment that I made to bring all of us, you and me, tips and tools for personal and spiritual growth. Tips and tools from personal experience and from the experts who can help us all raise our awareness and take our lives to the next level. And with that comes the knowledge that as we all learn together, we'll evolve and grow. And when we do discover a passion, a talent, or a spiritual gift in life, it's inevitable that we'll probably want to take it in new and exciting directions to help ourselves, our families, friends, and even strangers. And one of the real joys of doing the Nobody Guide to Life show is that I get to meet a lot of people in the personal and spiritual growth space who are continually taking their message to higher and higher levels. And today, I have on not one, but two former guests who have teamed up to help the rest of us raise our vibrations. Howard Chait was our guest back on E4, full episode 4, and he was talking about the power of healing touch, including Jin Shinjitsu and BioTouch. And on E8, full episode 8, Todd Herzog came on the show to talk about the power of music to heal and transform our lives. And, well, here's where things really get exciting. Howard and Todd actually align their personal and spiritual visions, and they teamed up to create an event that blends music and speakers to help people, as they say, raise the vibration. In fact, that's the name of the event, and I invited them back today to catch up with us and tell us how they brought this common vision to life. So welcome back to the show, Howard and Todd.
Thanks, Jay.
Boy, it's great to talk to you two again. Now, as I mentioned in the opener, you've both been on the show, and your episodes were actually some of the most popular we've had. And so I'm really excited to have you back. So for listeners that may not have heard those shows or may not remember, can you tell us what you do? How do you bring your messages of personal and spiritual growth to the world through your work? So Howard, let's start with you.
I do it in many ways. I have a background in psychology, a degree in psychology, and I studied energy work, Eastern and Western philosophies of medicine and energy work. And I've been a practitioner of Jin Shinjitsu for over about 25 years now. So what I do, you know, I I believe in the holistic body and people, there's mind, body, spirit, and beyond, that we integrate into our lives everything. And when everything is integrated, then not only is our vibration raised, but our life improves and things start obviously getting better. And this journey, this life that we live, just gets optimal for all of us.
Right. And I remember on the show that you were on, you had a really powerful tip that you gave us, that you said that the first thing you do in the morning is that you meditate. And I loved something that you said there. You said, even if it's just for 5 minutes, making a habit of sitting in a silent room, just sitting and listening to your inner guidance. And that had a really big impact on me and my personal practice. Can you talk a little bit about that, about your practice of meditation, how that helps you kind of get your energy up for the day?
Yeah, well, like cleaning our teeth in the morning, first thing, when we get up, you know, sleeping is not meditation, sleeping. It's a whole different place that we go when we meditate. And so like cleaning our teeth in the morning, we need to clean our energy field and we need to rebalance ourselves and hit the restart button for each day. So what I do when I wake up in the morning is prepare myself. I'll sit down for 15, 20 minutes and really just sit in silence. I believe in one thing that I learned through Jin Shinjitsu is there's energy circuits through the body. So what I do is, and I think I mentioned this on your other show, I'm not sure, but connect the hands to the toes, the fingers to the toes, sitting cross-legged.
Right.
And that actually pulls the energy down through the body, rebalances everything. So how often do we really touch our toes, right? So
right.
Making that connection, yeah, so making that connection, sitting there for 10 to 15 minutes, rebalancing the energy and clearing things out, cleans everything for the day. So we get started fresh. And then we are more clear on the messages that are being sent to us and more aware of those people and those things that show up in our lives they give us the messages for the next step.
Wow, I love that. And what I love is it's so easy. And that's something that really struck me about your show was how simple that tip was. It was something that people can use immediately. So I really appreciate that. And so, Todd, tell us a little bit about how you bring your message. What's your way of getting people to really connect?
Well, my way of connecting has always been through music and specifically through my voice. I've been singing since I was 3 years old. And I find that when I'm singing and literally my body is vibrating, I can transfer that energy and move people through music. So I try to do that in a conscious way. And I also write music based on my own experience, but hopefully that has healing, uplifting, kind of inspirational messages. So yeah, it's through my voice, it's through my presence, it's through my compositions that I hope to have an impact and make a contribution.
Right. And I remember on your episode, your message was the power of singing. And that was yet another simple tip, something that we all already do in the car or in the shower. And you mentioned melodies or chants, even things without words that people could just hum or sing. Can you talk a little bit more about how singing can help people right now to raise their energy up?
Sure. I mean, chant and repetitive melodies have been used forever, you know, all in indigenous tribes. It's a way of connecting people, but even on your own, to just be able to vibrate the molecules and the tissues in your body. And it's a very physical thing, even if you're not a singer per se, but just to do that. But I would say I would expand it. I mean, I know I talked about singing, but I think it's like finding one thing for yourself during the course of the day that just lights you up. It's singing or, you know, playing an instrument or meditating or doing some writing, but just trying to make sure that you have a few minutes each day just to do something that you don't have to do, but you want to do and you love to do, and it makes you who you are.
Right.
So for me, that's singing. It, you know, I've found that that's something that can really lift me up. But, you know, other people might have different things that have that effect on them.
Right, right. And that's one thing that I love so much. And I think that's something that listeners really connected with about your shows was meditation is something that we can take in any direction. And Howard was really clear about that. And singing is something that we can take in any direction. And you were really clear about that, Todd. And that's what I think is so great. And that's why I'm intrigued that the two of you came together. We talk about this Raise the Vibration gathering, and we'll get to more on that in a minute. But what brought you two together? How did you two decide to come together and combine these messages? Why did you do that?
I'll let Howard take this one because it was kind of his inspiration, and he came in and talked with me about it.
Great.
I could say it was a match made in heaven, J.A., but that, you know, it was divine order, divine plan in my mind. Everything just kind of fell together. One day, Todd and I were talking, you know, and Todd's been doing a lot of amazing music around Phoenix over the past couple of years, getting himself out there at the Crescent Ballroom and the MIM. And anyway, I knew his goal for his music and his vision. And my vision's been, even though I do a lot of body work, you know, I've always had this vision of raising the vibration and helping people. And part of what I do is help not only individuals, but groups have a higher vision for themselves. So I was like, well, you know, it would be cool to have a full day. There's all these events out there where there's amazing speakers and personal development events out there, but combining music and the message of that Todd's wanting to get out there to the world with my vision of increasing the vibration and helping people move forward. Music has a vibration to it, you know, and getting that music, that vibration going with the speakers speaking on topics that relate can only increase the vibration even more. So I talked to Todd about it, and he was totally open for it, and that's how it started.
Right. Todd, what was going through your mind? Because, you know, a lot of times when we're asked to pair up on this journey, you know, people will come to us and ask us to do something. What was it like for you and Howard? Because I know you two, you know, knew each other before and were friends. But what was it like when he came to you and wanted to share this vision with you? What did that feel like for you?
Well, I thought it was a great idea. I thought it totally made sense, and it aligned with my mission for wanting to make a positive difference. And I know that Howard and I were on the same wavelength with that. So I thought, yeah, it makes perfect sense. You know, I had a bunch of stuff at Unity and have seen in person, you know, how the messages from a powerful speaker can combine with the music and just deepen the impact and the lasting momentum for people. And so so Howard's idea made a lot of sense to me. So yeah, I was on board.
Howard, what you mentioned, a vision and helping people to bring that vision. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about that, because I know that, again, we'll dive deeper into that event in a minute, but this idea of helping people to hold a vision. So what does that mean for you? How does that look for you? What does that mean to help someone or even yourself hold a vision?
Well, you know, first of all, having this picture, so a vision picture that we have in the mind of the optimal, whatever that means for anyone. Right now, we're going through some amazing changes on the planet, and there's a lot of what people would call negativity,
right,
and going on right now. And the vision that I am holding and keeping in my mind is that this is going to be a place of heaven on earth. Right. A planet where, you know, there's no war, where people get along. Now, who knows how long that'll take, but I do know that that vision, holding that picture in my mind and other people holding that picture in their minds and creating that vision, gets to a certain threshold, a certain point where there's more people holding that vision, the majority, than there are the minority.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the shift happens without us even knowing. It's not right. A conscious thing. It just happens. And then we're living on a planet that is on a higher vibration, you right. know, that it's in peace, that, and that's all we know. And the memory of war and all that is a memory.
It's so important, because I think sometimes we get down on that idea, because someone will kind of hold the vision and then they don't see it reflected back in the world, so they give up. And an important reminder there is that if we hold the vision for ourselves and we raise our own energy, mm-hmm. and then we keep that vision when we're around our friends, even if we can just affect one person, then maybe we brighten someone else's day. It's not that it necessarily is going to be, you know, the newspaper isn't going to be different tomorrow, but what might be different is how you feel inside. What might be different is your social circle, your friends. So I think that's an important thing. We don't hold a vision because we necessarily think the world's going to change tomorrow, but we hold that vision because we want to change our world.
I just wanted to elaborate on that. It's not a conscious thing. I mean, the vision is, but the experience happens energetically, not consciously.
Right. Yeah. And Todd, it really gets me to think. I picture music, and when you're on stage singing, I know you recently had a recording of Hallelujah. People know that tune, and I think sometimes on stage we sing and no one seems to be joining in, but then someone starts to tap their foot or sing along, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, the whole room is transformed. Have you noticed that on stage? What's the vision you hold when you're performing?
I have noticed that, and sometimes it can be in the course of a concert, like you mentioned that song, the Hallelujah, and sometimes I will invite the audience to just sing that with me, because it's something that's so simple and it's familiar to most of the crowd. And you feel a shift of the energy in the room.
Right.
And then it's no longer just individuals who are attending a concert. It's like you've created a community.
Right.
And so I think that's the power that music has to really just transform the energy in the space.
Right. And that's, I think, the transition then to this raise the vibration event, because I, from what I know of the event, that's the goal, is to create this space. So tell me about that raise the vibration event. How did that idea come about? What was it in your backgrounds or your interests that made you to want to align not just around any event, but specifically raise the vibration? Howard, do you want to talk first on that?
Well, like I mentioned before, it was all just the vision I had of creating an event, creating a space with music where people could really just feel the shift happen.
Right.
It was just, let's create a day full of that energy and see what happens. And we don't know what's going to happen. You know, we're just going to go. I mean, really, we have some amazing speakers, including yourself.
Yes.
And some amazing musicians. You know, besides Todd, we have Colby Jeffers, who is all into changing the world, and his lyrics in his song. He's a kind of hip hop guy, but he's got this mission in all his words, where it's just about really changing the world and helping the youth and creating a better space here. So we don't know what's going to happen with all these amazing speakers and musicians. We just know that when people leave, consciously or unconsciously, they're going to feel different. That's the vision. That's the goal.
Right. Right. And so, Todd, can you talk to me then, as one of the musicians, how do you see, what does it mean to you to raise a vibration? Because, of course, that's really all music is. You know, like we talked about, I think on your show, you pluck a string on a guitar, and that vibration is the purpose. You know, that's just plucking that string can sometimes change you. And so, as one of the musicians on stage, how do you see this event unfolding?
Well, I guess I see the role of the music to use another musical term, just to amplify the message that the speakers are delivering. So we're going to do our best to coordinate the material to the words that are being spoken, so that as the message from the speakers is kind of sinking in, then you'll just have this secondary force that will come in and empower that message and give people the opportunity to experience the message in a different way. Because, you know, as they say, music bypasses the intellect, right? So the speakers can appeal to the audience in an intellectual and an emotional way, but music, you know, it has the ability to just go straight to the heart. And I think for me, that's the purpose of the music, is to really just open people's hearts up so that the message goes deeper and stays with people for even longer.
Right. Right. And I like that idea. There was a teacher that in my life that talked about a sponge, you know, and how it can be really hard and crispy. But then, you know, as my listeners know, I've used this metaphor before, but then when you soak it a little, the teacher would say that it becomes more soft and pliable and allowing. As you mentioned, Howard, I'll be speaking there on mindfulness. And to let my listeners know, one of the reasons that I jumped on the invitation to speak at this event is because I liked this idea of speakers and musicians coming together to soften us all up, because there are places in life where we get really hard and solid, and vibrations kind of stop there, like when you're sitting behind a brick wall or something. And I love the idea of an event that sort of softens those harder places. And by bringing different musicians to the stage and different speakers to the stage, you're giving people a chance to tune in to the place that they need the most. And so I'm wondering if you could talk more about the other speakers that will be talking on stage. What are they going to bring to this?
Howard, do you want to talk about Richard Mirage?
Yeah. So Richard Mirage is our keynote speaker, and he's the head of Unity Phoenix Spiritual Center. And he is, he's gone through a lot of struggle in his life. He was paralyzed when he was a teenager. And his whole, for years, he beat up on himself. and, you know, didn't want to live. And then he started, he got a vision for his life of actually someone invited him to Toastmasters.
Wow.
When he, a couple of years after that incident happened, and he went to Toastmasters and realized he has this gift of speaking.
Wow.
And he won all these awards at Toastmasters, and then he started getting into more spirituality and personal development and wanted to change his life for and help others change their life through speaking. So he became a Unity minister, is what they're called.
Right.
And he has been involved with them now for, I think, around 20-something years.
Hmm.
And he, Unity of Phoenix is a huge community here in Phoenix, and he is the head of that, and he... you know, just he's got an amazing message, and the message he's bringing to Raise the Vibration One Day Gathering is all about changing and being free, actually, being free in your life on many different levels.
Wow.
All about breaking free. So it'll be very inspirational, and I'm looking forward to my vibration being raised by him speaking. It's going to be awesome.
And I know you've invited another former guest also, Sharon Stills.
Yeah. So Sharon's been a great friend of mine. I actually met her when I was studying down in Tucson at the University of Arizona in a psychology class. And we were on the same vibe. And we've been friends ever since. Sharon went on to become a doctor, a naturopathic physician, and have an amazingly successful practice in New York in both upstate and Long Island that she had for 15 years, ran it all by herself. On top of that, she has two children she raised as a single mother.
Wow.
And was holding a job and graduated from naturopathic college in like top of the class. So then she opens up this center in New York, both two centers that she ended up having for quite a while and selling both of them, moved back to Arizona, and she's written a book, and her whole philosophy is about her. It's called Red. She's got red hair, so Red philosophy, and it's all about raising the vibration, how we can look at our lives holistically and change and raise our vibration at all levels of our lives.
Right, and I know you've got two NLP people that are going to be appearing as well, correct?
Yeah. So, yeah, I've known Gwendolyn also. I studied NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. It has to do with language and the pictures in our mind of where we see that. And I met Gwendolyn years ago in an NLP class here in Phoenix. And we hit it off, and we've known each other now for probably about 20 years as well. And she... and Renee, both are NLP practitioners, Renee Kichikova. They both are coming together, and Gwendolyn is one of our partners here, helping us put this on. Gwendolyn Kay is her name. She's amazing. She and Renee are going to be on stage helping, going through a process with NLP and helping people, giving a different vision and of how they can shift things in their mind with NLP work.
I love that. And, you know, I want to tell my guests, I bring you these shows sometimes. If someone has asked me to appear to talk about mindfulness or whatever, I like to bring these things to you because I want to really get that message out that, you know, there are people out there just like you and me holding a vision of something that they want in the personal or spiritual growth space. And they bring this to us because they want to help us all to raise our vibrations. So I really appreciate having you two come on the show and share this with us. And I'm wondering as we wrap up here, can you both give us a quick tip or tool that can help us right now to raise our own vibrations and get our messages out there? What's something small that we can do to take the next step?
Todd?
Well, I mean, I guess I was going to say, in addition to the meditation, I just like having a whole morning routine. I try and get up early, like, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and do some meditation, do some exercise, some physical activity, do some writing. And so just having that time to myself at the beginning of the day is huge for me in shaping the rest of the day. And I feel like I have more ability to be flexible and to handle whatever life throws at me if I've gotten myself centered that way in the morning. So for me, that would be the tip. And as well as just doing one thing each day that you love to do and one thing that scares you.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
So those are my three little tips that I would offer people.
Okay. Howard, what's something we can do to raise our vibration and take our vision to the next level?
Well, jokingly, I'm going to say turn the TV off. You know, I mean, the news, all of the stuff going on right now, and so many people get so attached to that. And that brings the energy down for sure. I mean, the world's going to continue going whether you watch the news or not. And it's more about how we react and respond to it when we don't get caught up. So I would say non-attachment.
Right.
As much as possible, that raises our vibration by not getting caught up in the worldly events, and keeping high and keeping stable in our own vibration will shift that whole consciousness, like we were saying. Stay centered in your higher vibration, as well as giving back in a positive way to the world, volunteering, whatever you need to do to give back, to shift that so it goes from the negative to the positive, and you're doing good deeds to help other people. When more and more people do that, pay it forward,
right,
things are going to change.
And that's why I love speaking at events like this. We do this because it's a way of giving back to the community and to helping people amplify their message. So I love that. And that brings us to the end of this episode of The Nobody Guide to Life. Thank you again, Howard and Todd, for being on the show. It's always a pleasure to follow up with former guests. So thank you both.
Thanks,
J.A. No, it's a pleasure. And I want to remind our listeners, this show is a commitment I made to help provide people, you and me, with tips and tools to take the personal and spiritual journey to the next level right here, right now. Why? Because once you discover the tools that work best for you, you can then use them to build bigger and bigger goals, to construct wider and further visions, goals and visions that you can share with others to help them not only feel the vibrations of life, but to raise them as high as we can imagine. The Raise the Vibration Gathering will be in Phoenix on Saturday, September 7th from noon to 8. You can find out more about Raise the Vibration at raisethevibration.events. Or go to Facebook and check out Raise the Vibration One Day Gathering. The links will be in our show notes at thenobodyguidetolife.com. And you can always check out more episodes at thenobodyguidetolife.com or on the Nobody Guide to Life YouTube channel. Reach out to us on Twitter and Facebook at Nobody's View, or on Instagram at J.A. Plosker. Or join our Facebook community, Simple Spirituality. If you liked what you heard on this episode, please consider sharing it with someone you know, someone who wants to raise the vibration. Keep practicing and have a good week.